You're listening to The Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CGMQ 88.9 FM, produced with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative. On today's show, we're looking at two very different stories that both speak to how civic and cultural life works in the Eastern Townships and why it matters. First, Sherbrooke citoyen leader Rais Kibonge joins us to explain why his party is asking the courts to recognize it as Sherbrooke's official opposition, and what that decision could mean for municipal democracy across Quebec. Then we head to the Haskell Free Library and Opera House, where Stansted playwright Ross Murray is calling actors for Two Tents, a new original comedy that will double as a fundraiser for one of the region's most unique cultural institutions. You're listening to The Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CGMQ 88.9 FM, produced with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative. Today we're taking a closer look at a legal and political question unfolding at Sherbrooke City Hall, one that could have implications far beyond the city limits. Sherbrooke citoyen leader Rais Kibonge explains why his party is asking the courts to recognize it as the city's official opposition, what that status means for democratic oversight, and why municipalities across Quebec are watching the case closely. We also hear his perspective on Sherbrooke's recently adopted budget and the role opposition should play at council. Explain the background context, please, Mr. Kibonge.
Sure. Usually for the cities, the legislators say that a healthy democracy needs a check and balance. And our system is built to have a government and also the opposition. Sometimes they say loyal opposition. But there is some different steps to become the opposition. So you need to be a party. You need to have a certain number of voice or ballots. And usually when you have 20% of the ballots, automatically you become like one of the opposition. If you're two party, you can be the first or the second opposition. Why we are in a special situation, special case, is because even if we didn't reach the 20%, the law says that's the first party to reach the maximum number of votes become the opposition. And the issue, before is that Vision Action Sherbrooke were technically that party because they had 900 ballots more than Sherbrooke Citoyens. But since they ceased to have a representative in the city council of Sherbrooke, so we became de facto the only party with elected official, three elected official, and also getting checking all the boxes to become the official opposition.
So Annie Fauché of Vision Action Sherbrooke went independent, and now you're seeking to be the opposition in their place. What's the significance for you of being the opposition?
Well, like I say, it's not only recommended to have a healthy democracy, but also it helps. Because when you're the government, and I know what I'm saying because I was there for the last 4 years, you're a kind of a big picture person. You're trying to see the whole portrait. But sometimes our system needs to have a place where you can have appeal, where you can have second opinion, bring second perspective, and that's where the opposition come in. So there's a lot of different situation where you can say, okay, big picture, we want to have this situation. But when you have the opposition, that can make the research, that can talk to experts, and that can bring another perspective, you're able to balance the point of view of the government or the mayor, and also to bring another thing. So that's why we want to play that role, not just to be the opposition and be against stuff, but to bring a second perspective. And that need to have to make those research, to make that job, to be able to be contacted by a citizen and to go to see them. You need to have resources, whatever it's staff or research money or other points. And what I can say is a lot of different cities across Quebec are watching the situation here to see if it's kind of a historical case, to see, since the law is not very clear on what to do when you're in a situation like us. So a lot of city, whether it's Lévis, close to Quebec, or other city, are watching the unfolding of the situation in Sherbrooke to see how they will act.
You weren't there, but what happened in court on December 22nd?
So basically, it was kind of a technical thing, but in court, it was to know how to decide what was the meaning of the legislator when he put the rule. Was it saying that, okay, from the moment of the election, the city of Sherbrooke was saying that from the moment of the election, it's a picture, and from that picture, we only need to check on that picture to know if we allocated a budget on the opposition and who will be the opposition. While our lawyer was saying that, well, it's not a picture, it's a moving situation, because every year we need to adopt a new budget, and also following the law, we're the only one group or party that have representatives in city council. We have three representatives, and also following the law, if we're going word by word, the law says that the first party or a group that have representatives and also have the maximum of voice need to be recognized as the loyal opposition. So it was kind of technical, so there was no animosity, but what we know is that it's good for democracy to see what's the end of that case, because the city said that their interpretation of that was that, the picture is taken on November 3rd, and then after that, it's good for 4 years. And our interpretation is the situation can change. And if the situation change and we meet all the requirements, so we could play that role of opposition.
How soon could this be adjudicated? What's the timeline here?
Well, the judge said that she'll render a decision before the next city council. That'll be on January 13th. So she'll try to give an answer before that to say if she estimates that as the opposition, if we want to follow the law, we're allowed to have that allocation and to work as a official opposition, or if she say that now, if she confirmed that the city has the right interpretation of the law. So that's where we're at.
That seems pretty quick, doesn't it?
Because that's not the first case. There'll be it's the first time there'll be a lot of precision on what to do if somebody is the official opposition, and then after that lost their seat. So what to do with it? But you can see that even in federal governments, let's say if tomorrow the current government is able to go to take one or two other MP. There will be the majority government. They will not say, "Oh, you know what? The portrait in April of 2025 say that you are a minority government." It's a changing situation, and that's the only thing we say. It's changing situation is to that if the requirement are met to be the official position. So that's why we're asking, and then again, not just to be against stuff, but to offer that second perspective and appeal to citizens, to business people, to other people.
Well, since you would like to offer a different perspective, give me your view on the budget that was passed in December.
Well, it's an interesting budget. Like I said, there is some little thing that was changed that showed the orientation, but most of the budget is really good. It's continued to the job we started, meaning like to have to reduce the debt, to be able like to pay for infrastructure. So there's a little thing that changed, like for bicycle lane and stuff like that, but they're more aesthetic than other things. So yeah, I think the new city council did a good job. And it's about, at the end of the day, it's about like what we do to have a better option for Sherbrooke. And at this point, I think they passed the first test pretty good. And that's why even people in Saint-Citoyen voted for the demobilization budget. And like I say, we're really like in a collaboration mood. It's just that sometimes we know that bringing other perspective, by example, yesterday there was a special city council for the airport, and where four new administrators were put there. It's good, but as opposition, what we could have asked is to say, so how they were selected and why nobody from the MRC of Haute-François or the mayor of Cook-Sheraton were included in the process. So it's not to be against project, but it's to make them better. And that's why if we have the resources, we can like work for people. And at the end of the line, it's Sherbrooke that wins to have like a good opposition working, to have like more detail, and a government working on the big picture.
That was Sherbrooke Citoyen leader Rais Kibonge speaking with the Pulse of the Eastern Townships about his party's court challenge over official opposition status at Sherbrooke City Hall. A judge is expected to render a decision before the next city council meeting on January 13th, a ruling that can clarify how opposition status is determined when council dynamics change midterm. You've been listening to the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CJMQ 88.9 FM, produced with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative. I'm William Crooks. Thanks for listening. And now for a musical interlude. This is The Land of Plenty by Canadian Leonard Cohen.
Millions in a prison. The said, I need you. I'd meet you at the store, but I can't buy it, baby. I can't buy it anymore. And I don't really know who sent me to raise my voice and say, may the light in the land of plenty shine on the truth someday. For the innermost decision that we cannot but obey, for what's left of our religion, I lift my voice.
That was The Land of Plenty by Montreal's Leonard Cohen. This is the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CGMQ 88.9 FM, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative. Today we're heading to the Haskell Free Library and Opera House, where a new original comedy is taking shape and doing double duty as a fundraiser for one of the region's most unique cultural institutions. Stansted playwright Ross Murray is calling actors for Two Tents, a four-person comedy set in a campground exploring relationships, nostalgia, and what happens when the past shows up uninvited. The play will be staged next June at Haskell, with auditions coming up later this month. I spoke with Murray about the play, the casting call, and why this production matters right now. Many people know you already, Mr. Murray, but why don't you give me a little bit of your background first?
Sure. I've been in the townships for, I guess, over 30 years now. I came to the townships to take on a job at the Stansted Journal, which is now defunct. And eventually I took ownership of that paper with a partner and then on my own. And after some time, I sold that, and I'm director of communications at Stansted College right now, but I've always maintained my writer's hat, and I've written a column for the Sherbrooke Record, contributed to CBC Radio and a bunch of other places. And in the context of this, I've written a couple of novels and tried my hand at playwriting about, I guess, five or six years ago now at this point. And yeah, so this is my latest play. I like to wear lots of hats, and I don't know if they all fit, but they're fun to try on.
What number play is this for you?
This is my third. This will be my third production. So I've written two plays previously, and both those plays were built around sort of local myths or local legends. The first one, All Together Now, was about the legend that the former Beatles almost got together again at the Haskell Opera House, and that play was set in the library. And then I guess it'll be 3 years ago, in 2023, I produced and directed, or I didn't produce, I wrote and directed Bride of Memphrey, which was built around this idea that there's a lake monster in Lake Memphremagog. And that was a great fun. So I've done these two plays that were sort of meant for local audiences to really enjoy. I mean, they kind of had universal appeal, but they were opportunities for people in the townships to sort of see themselves and their own stories in on stage. And so, but this new one is just more of a universal comedy. It's a straight up play. It doesn't really set on local legends at all or myths. But I hopefully it'll hit some universal themes that everyone can enjoy.
How do your plays get put on normally? Who do you cast? How does it work?
Sure. The first two productions were produced by Borderline Players. That's a local troupe that has been producing a season of shows for the last 7 or 8 years. I was involved with Borderline during that time. So, you know, I kind of had an in to get those first two plays produced. This most recent production, though, is going to be produced by the Haskell Free Library and Opera House themselves as a fundraiser for their ongoing infrastructure work.
Tell me more about those struggles.
So, sure. At the beginning of last year, the library, which sits on the border, as most people know, came under the microscope of Homeland Security and U.S. politics generally, and just summarily cut off access to Canadian patrons who've been crossing at that sidewalk into the U.S. to get into the library for 100 years. So in response, and thanks to the generosity of a lot of donors, the library is in the process of building a separate entrance on the Canadian side, but it's taking a considerable amount of funding to do that. So I decided to help out the library in a small way by making this the production a fundraiser for them, and they happily took it on.
Great. So tell me a little bit about this play coming up.
So this play is called Two Tents, and it's set in a campground, and there are literally two tents on stage. And the story is that there's a couple, Melanie and Jim. They've come to go camping for the weekend, and another couple shows up, a man, and what seems to be a much younger girlfriend or partner, and it quickly becomes apparent that this new neighbor, Dale, is Melanie's ex-boyfriend. And so, obviously, they recognize each other, and sort of the past comes colliding with the present. And relationships are slightly shook, but in a hopefully comedic way.
And auditions are coming up in January, right?
In January, January 18th, a Sunday. I'm hoping to have auditions at the Opera House. And so I'm looking for four actors. There's only four actors in the play, two men and one woman in their mid-40s, roughly, and then a woman in her 20s or 30s. So it's a two-act play, only four actors. So it's they're extensive roles. And so I'm looking for some actors with some experience, and we're ready to commit themselves to some, they're not overly challenging, but there's certainly lots of things that they can get into. There's comedic parts, there's certainly some heartfelt moments, some good acting opportunities all around for some people. So if people are interested in auditioning, they can certainly welcome them on that afternoon. And if they can't make it that day, we can certainly arrange another time.
Where would you expect your talent pool will come from?
Well, no one really belongs to any of those companies, so any actor or anyone who's interested can certainly audition. And we've had in the past just people who walk-ons who haven't acted before. My last play, Bride of Memphrey, there was a young man who had never really been on stage before. He was great. So there are opportunities. People sometimes just are looking for something different in their lives, and we're not a profession. It's not a professional production. We're a community theater production. So if someone thinks they have the chops, then the worst that can happen is that they don't get a part, but, you know, auditioning is a great experience anyway. So if you're interested, by all means, come out. But yeah, we look for and try to get the word out on both sides of the border. The beauty of the productions at the Haskell is that it's accessible, even now, despite everything, it's accessible to people in Vermont and in Quebec. So it's good. We're hoping to keep that tradition alive.
You must be also looking for stage managers, behind the scenes people.
But yeah, for sure. It's as simple as that. So there won't be much of a stage design. Yeah, stage managers, props, people, front of house. We're always looking for help. So even if you audition and you don't get a part, there might be some other roles you can play in a production, as is the case in any production.
When can people expect to see the full play?
Production is in the first two weekends in June. So June 5th to 7th and 12th to 14th. And there'll be a Friday, Saturday evening production and a Sunday matinee production on both weekends. So it'll come fast, believe it or not. So we will hope to get rehearsals started in mid-March. And just people and the actors will have to dedicate some time to that. And yeah, I'm looking forward to getting going, because it will. It'll come very quickly.
And rehearsals will take place at the Haskell.
For the most part, at the Haskell. We'll be doing that at the Haskell, but we may need to find some other rehearsal venues as well. But it'll be near the border. It really depends on where my actors come from, because I don't want people to have to travel too far. But hopefully we'll have to find some place on the border to have rehearsals.
That was playwright Ross Murray, whose new comedy Two Tents will be produced at the Haskell Free Library and Opera House as a fundraiser for the construction of a Canadian entrance. Auditions are scheduled for January 18th, with performances set for early and mid-June. Anyone interested in acting, experienced or not, is encouraged to get in touch. This is the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CGMQ 88.9 FM, which is supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, helping bring local stories from the Eastern Townships to air. You've been listening to the Pulse of the Eastern Townships on CGMQ 88.9 FM. Today's program featured Sherbrooke citoyen leader Rais Kibonge on his party's court challenge over official opposition status, and playwright Ross Murray on his upcoming comedy Two Tents, set to be staged at the Haskell Free Library and Opera House this June. This program was produced with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, helping bring in-depth local reporting from the Eastern Townships to air. I'm William Crooks, thanks for listening, and always remember, keep that finger on the pulse.
The Pulse, Township interviews, don't forget breaking news. The Pulse, on CJMQ. Are you heading out for a cruise? Lying there for a snooze? The Pulse on CJMQ. Hey, I know that guy. Hey, I know that gal too. The Pulse on CJMQ. CJMQ.